at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Governor Greg Abbott has a message for Texas lawmakers. Get to work on better funding the state's beleaguered child welfare system. During today's State of the State address, Abbott declared child protective services reform one of four issues as emergencies that lawmakers should address immediately.
Do not underfund this rickety system, only to have it come back and haunt you in the years to come. When you tackle the CPS and foster care of this system this session, do it right.
The Texas child welfare crisis has resulted in rising deaths and hundreds of allegedly abused or mistreated children going unseen by state investigators. The problem has worsened despite Abbott ordering an overhaul last year. Abbott is also calling for a review of the state's school finance system that the Texas Supreme Court ruled was only barely constitutional last summer.
But we must realize we're living in the 21st century while insisting on an education architecture that was built for the 1800s. Both the House and the Senate are right to tackle the vexing issue of school finance now rather than putting it off.
Abbott expressed support for school vouchers that would help move kids out of public schools. The effort has stalled repeatedly in the Texas legislature despite support from top conservatives. The governor also called for a ban on so-called sanctuary cities, places where officials limit their cooperation with federal immigration authorities. For more coverage of the governor's address, visit KERANews.org. There you can find our statewide project. Reporters across Texas fact-checked and annotated Abbott's speech. And check out a list of five things he didn't talk about, including the ongoing debate about refugees. A member of the North Texas theater scene was shot last night in Dallas near Deep Ellum. Matthew Posey, the founder of Ochre House Theater and a well-known actor, is in stable condition. RNC's Hadi Mwangi met up with Posey's friends to learn what happened and how's he doing.
Matthew Posey is a producer, actor, playwright, and one of the founders of Dallas's most far-out theaters.
At the Ochre House, you see a great group of tremendously committed artists who really feel free to do something different and wild and, I would say, innovative, but it's more interesting than that.
That's fellow thespian Catherine Owens, who founded the Undermain Theater back in 1984. She and Posey have been friends for more than three decades. In fact, Posey even introduced her to her husband. She struggled to absorb the news that Posey had been shot after leaving a bar late Monday night.
I'm in shock. For Matt, for everybody, you know, for his family, for his company. I'm just really in complete shock.
Police say that Posey was already in the car when an attacker opened the driver's side door and fired several rounds into the vehicle, striking Posey in the face.
He is in stable condition. He has not had surgery yet. We're waiting.
That's Carla Parker. She's the operations manager and a company member at Ochre House Theater. She and other friends and family were at the hospital with Posey, who's expected to make a full recovery.
We really appreciate the outpouring of support in this beautiful arts community. Thank you for being considerate of Matthew's family at this time, and hold him in your thoughts.
Posey premiered his new play, Dr. Baba Ganoush, at Ochre House over the weekend. He wrote, produced, and starred in the show, his first turn on stage in several years.
I will tell you a lovely story about opening night. When he walked out on stage, the audience erupted, so it was a good night. It was a good night for him.
The rest of the shows this week have been canceled. Police have not arrested a suspect. Hadi Mwagdi, KERA News.
We've all experienced the feeling of time slowing down during a long meeting at work and how that same time can fly by when we're out of the office having fun. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with New York staff writer Alan Burdick about how people experience the passage of time.
Probably 85% of people agree with the statement that time is speeding up as we get older. The problem is that 85% of people say that at all ages. I mean, you would think ultimately that more 80-year-olds would say it than 20-year-olds, but they're not. I think what scientists now really think is going on is when we say that time is going by more quickly, we are saying that we are busier than we used to be, that we feel like we have less time than we used to last week or last month or certainly when we were kids. So you're certainly thinking about time a lot more now than you used to be. And I think all of those experiences get kind of lumped under the phrase time is going by more quickly now because it's become almost a folk adage. It doesn't really mean anything, but it's the phrase that we apply to this other experience.
Alan Burdick is the author of Why Time Flies, a mostly scientific investigation. This episode of Think Rears tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project looks at life on the financial edge. Today, how spending a couple of $100s on a tax preparer can eat into a refund and keep a family from finding stable fiscal ground. That's what the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is there to prevent. As Courtney Collins reports, thousands of North Texans rely on what's known as VITA.
Tax season can make even the strongest among us a little squeamish. Keeping track of all those W-2s and 1099s, tallying credits and deductions, plugging it all in, and then the moment of truth. Will you owe, break even, or get some money back?
Do you want this going into a bank account?
Yes. Okay.
For Brodney Benson, it's the latter. As we speak, his refund is in the works. It's a small one, $234, but he'll take it.
That's going to be a help, yeah. Help with something, so every little bit helps.
Benson lives in Fort Worth and works as a school bus driver. He lives paycheck to paycheck, so he says buying software or hiring a tax professional isn't an option for him. A free service like VITA is.
Done here about 3 years ago, and they treat you good. And when you don't have money to go pay these big folks, it helps out.
By the end of tax season, about 3,500 people, just like Benson, will use one of the VITA sites in Arlington. There are other sites in Tarrant County and Dallas and Denton County, too. Volunteers prepare returns for households making less than $54,000 annually.
We're all, and I include myself, it's that we're all one paycheck away from a crisis.
Maricela Avila is program coordinator for the Arlington sites. She's also qualified to prepare returns. She says many people who come in qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit, an incentive for working families. If so, their refunds can be hefty.
A range between, depending on the size of the family, between $5,000 to $10,000.
And to a family on the financial edge, $5,000 can be life-changing. Especially when it comes to security and stability.
It means possibly paying off your rent for the next 6 months, and then you're safe for 6 months at least.
The United Way runs the VITA program and recommends a 30-40-30 approach to refund spending, using 30% to pay down debt, 40% for whatever you need, even fun, and the remaining 30% to invest or save. That means buying savings bonds or even starting an emergency fund.
And then you're claiming yourself, so you get another deduction, basically.
Once a VITA volunteer finishes preparing a return, a second person double-checks it. Once it's printed out, they go over it with the filer, line by line. Explaining the process and answering questions is a big part of what VITA stands for.
We're going to give the client all of their credits that they're entitled to. We also educate them while they're here. If we see something they're doing incorrectly as far as withholdings on their W-4, educate them a little bit.
People like Brodney Benson, who didn't understand why his refund wasn't bigger. Avila clarifies he made $2,000 too much to claim the Earned Income Tax Credit in 2016. While he may be a little disappointed his refund isn't larger, he's already made plans for the $234 that's on the way.
Pay off some other bills. Not many, but...
Thanks to VITA, that's money in his pocket, instead of money out the door to a tax preparer. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
To find a VITA site near you, visit keranews.org. And finally, a programming note. President Trump is announcing his nominee for the Supreme Court tonight, and KERA will have live coverage starting in about 30 minutes at 7. You can listen on KERA Radio, watch on KERA TV, and do both online at keranews.org. That's tonight, starting at 7. Mostly clear skies this evening. Should be a low around 51 later on. Tomorrow should be sunny. High around 75. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.